Well, one Saturday afternoon, Father Murphy was writing his homily in the rectory, and he looked out the window, and he couldn't believe it. The Lord Jesus himself was walking down the street in the middle of the town, heading right towards his church. So Father Murphy began to panic, and so he called the Vatican hotline. And believe it or not, he got through to Pope Francis. He got through to the Pope, and he said, "Holy Father, I'm not sure how to tell you this, but the Lord Jesus himself is walking down the street in our town, heading right towards my church. What shall I do?" And the Pope said, "Look busy." In today's gospel, we have one of the themes, and that is to be ready for when the Lord comes again. Now, it's a long gospel, so there's a lot in there, but let's just try to remember three points from today's gospel. If you have your missalette, take a look. We're going to take one idea from each of the paragraphs. In the first paragraph, Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart is also." In the second paragraph, Jesus says, "Be prepared, for the hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." And in the third paragraph, "To whom much has been given, much will be expected." I hope you remember those three ideas from today's gospel. Take a look at that first paragraph, that first message from the Lord. He said, "Store up for yourselves treasure in heaven, not treasure on earth." Because treasure on earth is very fleeting, it's temporary, it will last only a short period of time. Jesus says, if we're wise, if we're prudent, if we're smart, we will store up treasure in heaven that no thief can steal and no moth can destroy. He says, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. So the Lord reminds us that we have to set our heart on God, on heaven, and not the things of earth, which are so passing and so temporary. So we should ask ourselves, what do we treasure in this life? And there's really two kinds of people: those who treasure the things of earth and those who treasure the things of heaven. And if we're wise, we will treasure the things of heaven, because we know that if we treasure the things of earth, we'll always be disappointed, because none of those things will give us perfect happiness. Only God, only our Lord Jesus Christ and the things of heaven will give us that true inner peace and happiness that only they can give. What do people treasure in this world? Well, you'll meet different people, and some treasure money above all things. And Jesus says, well, where their treasure is, that's where their heart is. Maybe some people treasure material possessions, a house or a car. Other people have the focus of their life on sports or music or TV or video games or movies or physical fitness or whatever it might be. Ask yourself, what is it that you treasure? Do you treasure an earthly thing that's going to be very temporary and very passing? Or do you focus your heart on what will last forever? The things of God, holiness, eternal life with God, being with God forever in heaven. Jesus says that's what we should treasure. Treasure God and the things of heaven, because they will last forever. Everything in this world will disappoint and never give that true happiness for which we long. So where your treasure is, there your heart is also. It's amazing what people treasure in this world. Some people have their whole life revolved around the Redskins, okay? Now, that might be nice on a couple seasons, but it will disappoint more than not, right? So, what do you treasure? Is it money, sports, material things? Jesus reminds us, treasure the things of heaven. The second paragraph, the main point we should take from it, Jesus says, be prepared. You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. So Jesus says, always be vigilant, be ready, and be spiritually prepared to meet the Lord. He said, gird your loins and light your lamps. To gird one's loins meant to take one's tunic and put it under their belt so that they'd be able to work or to travel or to be prepared to be a servant. It was a way of preparing themselves for the work that they were called to do or to be able to travel. To light your lamps, to be ready to welcome the master when he returned home from the wedding, Jesus said. To light one's lamp, to always make sure that light is within you. The fathers and doctors of the church, when the scripture refers to your lamp, it's usually referring to having God's grace within your soul. So it reminds a person always to be in the state of grace, to be ready to meet the Lord for whenever he comes. Those who die in the state of grace will go to heaven. Those who die in the state of unrepentant mortal sin will sadly be separated from God for all eternity in hell. So light your lamps, keep them burning bright. Be filled with God's grace. Go to confession, always remain in the state of grace, and always have that lamp lit for when the Lord comes to meet us. Again, in this second paragraph, we see there are two kinds of people, those who are prepared and those who are not prepared at the second coming of Christ or at the hour of their own death. The scripture always refers to being prepared in two ways, our own physical death when we have to meet the Lord, and sometimes it refers to the second coming of Christ. So the two kinds of people are those who are prepared or those who are unprepared. The ones who are prepared, Jesus says, are faithful. The ones who are not prepared have been unfaithful. So Jesus says, be faithful, be watchful, be ready to meet the Lord whenever he comes again. Jesus says, we do not know the day or the hour of when that will occur. I had a friend who was always predicting the end of the world. He always said the end of the world was going to be like October of the year 1999 or whatever it was. And I said to him, you know, the Bible says you cannot know the day or the hour. He says, Father, I'm not telling you the day or the hour. I'm just telling you the year and the month. Okay? But notice, you know, he was wrong. And we do not know the day or the hour. Lastly, the third paragraph, the main passage, the main sentence we can take from that and to apply to our life is, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. And in this last part of today's gospel, we have a very powerful statement. If we've been given much, much will be expected of us. And certainly we've been given so much as Catholics, because as Catholics we have the fullness of the faith, we have the completeness of divine revelation. We have the faith, the truth that Jesus gave us when he founded the Catholic Church 2,000 years ago. We have all seven sacraments. We have the Eucharist, the true presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. We have our Blessed Mother, the angels and the saints. We have the writings of the Church Fathers and the writings of the saints. So we've been given so much. And because of that, much will be expected of us. And we live in a great country where we have so many freedoms. We have the freedom to evangelize, to share the faith, to visit prisons, hospitals, nursing homes, to visit the homes of people and share the faith with them. You can't do that in other countries. Try going door to door in China and spreading the faith. You'll be arrested and thrown into prison, or other countries as well. So we have great freedoms in our country, and too much has been given, much will be expected of us. We have the faith, we need to be able to share the faith with others as well, which sort of ties in very well with the fact that we need 50 more CCD teachers here at the parish. So consider that as a way to share what you've been given. We're in need of about 30 teachers and maybe 20 assistants. So if you have a willingness to give it a try this year to help teach the children, whether it be as a CCD teacher or as a helper, please stop by the fellowship hall after Mass and sign up. And again, to whom much has been given, much will be expected. If you've been given the faith, you're called to share the faith. If the Lord has blessed you, let's say with an abundance of something, of knowledge or wisdom or material resources, then share it with the less fortunate. If the Lord has blessed you financially, then share it with the poor and the needy. So to whom much has been given, much will be expected of them. God bless you.